All right, we were having this discussion the other day. All right, actually, it was yesterday. I was at the barbershop. Dudes were talking about, I was sitting there listening to all these dudes like, hey, I am just kind of looking for a lady man that's got it together. Things have changed, y'all. Things have changed. I'm not going to be with some broke chick with bad credit.
Oh, is that what got it together means? Is that what it means?
Yes. Dudes was like, and then they were laughing about this one barber because he lived with a rich chick. Mm. He said, that's all I date. I mean, I'm just not going to date a lady that ain't got it together.
Why are they laughing?
And no, they were dead serious. So my whole thing is, man, is this an epidemic? Is this what's going on? And who's raising these young men to want to be taken care of?
Right?
It's like they're flipping the script. Or am I just missing it?
No, you're not. I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday. We're talking about somebody who's like, yeah, she's like, her man didn't want, he didn't want his kids going to daycare. So he was going to stay at home and she had to work. I wish I would.
I mean, it depends.
No. Things changing.
No.
And you know what? And a lot of these ladies don't mind. At least I know where my man is. Okay. I don't know. Whose fault is this? 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Call a brother. Okay. Thank you.
Movies and television don't show what it's really like being an officer in the U.S. Army. Major Miles Kagans confronts these misconceptions all the time.
Many people imagine Army life as the way that they see it on Hollywood movies. That you're crawling through the mud with bullets flying overhead and some sergeant yelling profanities at you. That's simply not the case. During my time as an Army officer, I've been a leader. I've been the one giving directions to people.
Major Kagans doesn't sugarcoat it. He says being an Army officer is hard work, but it's hard work that gives you a reward you can't get anywhere else. The reward of being a leader from day one.
If you're the kind of person who's doing student government, if you're on a sports team, if you're the one who people rally around, then being an Army officer is for you. It's an option that anybody should consider if they like being part of a team and if they like leading that team. That's the difference between being an Army officer and your average everyday civilian.
Lead the way to a stronger future as an officer in the U.S. Army. Visit goarmy.com/officer. There's strong, and then there's Army strong.
The flip of the script, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I was amazing sitting in the barbershop listening to these dudes talking about, hey, I just want a lady that's going to take care of me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it used to be a time where a lot of dudes were, like, had issues with, I own a woman making more money than me and this and that and so on and so forth. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore. I knew a dude, and this is true, I knew a dude that married a lady because he didn't have anywhere to live.
Oh, my. Huh?
Are you serious?
Wow. Yeah.
That's
a fact. He married her because he didn't have, and you know what? She used it as leverage to get married.
Well, you know what? If both agree and they know what they're getting, you know what I mean? If she's like, listen, you want a place to live, I want to get married.
Wow. I mean, but that's not a reason to get married.
But I'm just saying, a lot of, you know what? Guess what? A lot of rich
love
people
is
do
a
it.
House.
Guess what? A lot of rich men do it. They marry beautiful the women. Key. They know what it is.
1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, this is Sean from Baltimore.
Sean, say something that's compelling.
No, but listen, before I ask the people for a question, I want to know the girl on y'all show named Brittany, is she single?
Not for
she's
you.
She's not for you, honey.
Hang up on this
she
guy,
is single,
honey,
but not for you. Okay.
Y'all hating, man. Hey, nah,
we seen your picture.
Now
man.
You don't get to answer. Bye bye.
We seen your picture.
Next.
Hello.
National Geographic is calling. All right, Rashawn.
No, he's gone.
Did you want? Oh, good. He didn't want to answer that. Cool. Because he's probably looking for somebody going to take care of him. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
I guess I'm a single woman with no kids, 3 jobs, and all I come across is a man that wants to be taken care of. And I'm with K. Michelle. You can't raise a man, so if that's what you're looking for, go back to your mama's couch.
But I gotta ask you something.
You raise your name on orange juice or something.
Right. Okay, I hear that, but how do you know this for sure? Like, are they like, hey, you gonna buy dinner?
Because when they come in the house, they're like, oh, you live alone? Oh, this is big enough for two people. And
then
I'm starting to see stuff left around. I'm gonna see a Devereaux bag left or a pair of Nikes. Take them with you.
No, after a while, he got his whole
trick.
Nike
that's
collection.
That's the trick, because you know we do
stuff.
It. We leave a bra,
you
we leave a toothbrush. Oh, men
know,
do it, too?
Hey, baby, can you move this stuff off this side of the closet? Because I can put my Nikes here.
Right?
It's my corner.
Wow. But, you know, there is a trade-off here. We're giving you the good. All right, next call. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How y'all doing?
Hey, Tracy.
I had a friend who only dated women. It was like he took them through a screening process. He only dated women who had good credit, who had homes and somebody he could mooch off of. And guess what? Those women went for it. It was like Spike Lee's movie where Denzel said, can you hang? And they was like, yeah. And then when he used them up and they had nothing else, they were dumped.
To move
I mean,
on.
After a while, don't you catch on?
No. No, I'm going to tell you, man. It's a problem out there because, you know what? Women outnumber men, unfortunately. Good morning. Hello.
My name is Keith in Indianapolis.
Yes, sir. Your comment, please.
I would just like to say, basically, we need more men to, you know, stand up and do what they got to do to handle the household. You know, step out there and take care of these women. Say these women take care of these men out here.
But, you know, it's been the other way around. There were always ladies that, like, I want a man that can take care of me and this and that and blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, but that's because we've got the goods.
But that's not what's happening
anymore.
Yeah,
we've got the better trade-off.
Well, let me tell you something, Russ. I mean, don't get it twisted. These ladies are looking for these dudes as well. Mm-hmm. They want to give him a little gas money.
No.
Let him drive her car.
Because
she knows he's going to be outside at 4 o'clock to pick her up. You know what I mean? So she's cool with
you
that.
You got to love Super Kid.
Yeah, give him $20 for his pocket. He'll be back.
Yes.
Loud and wrong. The Urban Informer says, at the beginning and the end of the day, a man needs to be a man. But nothing is wrong with a sugar mama. Not trying to be rude says, that's exactly why these relationships don't work. A relationship is not about what you can do for me. Mm. Okay?
Shut up and pay my bills. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking it's changing because, you know, over the last few decades, you have women who are achieving a higher level of success.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially in the African American community, women are more successful than men. And you already said women outnumber men. So, of course, men are looking at it like, well, if I can't achieve this level of success, well, you know, most of the women I'm meeting are more successful than me. So, yeah, I mean, it's the roles are reversing.
Yeah, well, let me just tell you ladies out there, if your new man is taking you out Xbox and couch shopping,
yeah.
Come on, she's
leather
happy.
Sofa.
Come on, yeah. She's getting a new mattress too. You know,
speak to it.
She's but not taking out the trash anymore. Come on, now.
No, you know what, Russ? Women have been marrying up for a really long time. So you know what? I mean, I guess men
turn
are
turn
like,
up.
Yeah. Mm.
Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Yes, yeah, speak to it.
Well, their family, they're used to their mom taking care of them.
Oh my gosh.
So, yes.
Somebody just tweeted that.
Yeah, now they're looking for someone to finish what mom left off.
Wow.
It's true. Stop. Somebody, Edgman and HD, just tweeted, men want to get taken care of because they got their mothers taken care of, and men need to step and take care of home.
Come on. I'm ready for a lady to call and keep it real. She's looking for that type of dude, man. Yep.
There's somebody out there on the phone. Soup, you're right.
Tell the truth, man.
Russ.
Hey, Freitas, you know there are some women that like to have that control.
She can control
you.
I can
that control
you with
you
the money and a
control
place
without
to
the
stay.
Money.
You drive
I'm paying
my
your
old
bills.
Car.
You're driving my car.
Yeah.
You know, you control. You want control over that relationship?
No, that's
I'm
not how we control men. We control you with us.
You driving my old car.
With just us.
That's not part enough. Of your money is us.
That's not enough.
Come
okay,
on.
How about that?
Crazy.
No, you just don't want to accept the fact that that happens.
I don't think it does as much as you guys think it does.
Hey, Steve, take the rest of the year off.
I wish he would. He better find a new place to stay.
Stay right there in your bedroom. Shut up.